Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me in the extra hour is Pat and John. Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell
if
me.
You miss the first hour, if you miss the first hour, you've got to get it.
Mm.
You've got to listen to it, because we're talking more about God's generals. But the difference is, we're actually playing video and audio, so you can hear their voices firsthand and see them firsthand. Because there's something about the visual, the audio, and the hearing their stories. It's going to just stir your heart up, and you can get the book. You can get the book, and you can actually get the DVDs. Go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, click on the VFN Torch, and you can see it's called God's Generals.
You can be one.
You can be one. And it's just totally amazing to just stirs your heart up about that. But first, before that, I don't know if you know that Tim Tebow now is on the New England
Patriots.
Yep.
And do we have that up? Because I want to be able to.
No, you didn't give me that.
I didn't give you that.
Well, I didn't do something.
I just really wasn't sure about that. We'll probably have to get that a little bit later on. But they are actually on the Tebow watch over in England.
Really?
They're on the Tebow watch over in England. And it is exciting because in Boston, they're actually working, trying to educate the people in Boston about why he's so popular, because they're thinking, well, he's popular about.
They were saying that everywhere he goes, the media follows him everywhere, and they're trying to figure out what is this guy? What's the deal with his success? What's him? You know, and that they're calling it he's making a big media splash, and it's just pretty cool to watch. I mean, it's all God.
Right. And I have it right here, but yeah. So once you listen up, and it's so cool. It's his testimony, which means, and this is, you know, we've been talking about this last week, talking about faith, that the biggest faith of all is the faith to do your job.
Yeah.
To do it well. You know, when you read Hebrews 11, they're not saying, the truth is, when people talk about faith and the faith that's being taught quite often today, they talk about it like it's magic.
Right.
You know, and it's faith to be who God says you are. It's faith to, if you're a leader, lead by faith. If you're a parent, parent by faith, do things by faith. And if you are allowed to be a football player, play it unto the Lord and give God all the glory. And Tim Tebow's doing that. And he's done it from all the way from being a Gator down in Florida up to be in Denver, you know, and watching what was taking place in Denver. And despite all the controversy saying that they didn't want him, it's like, but he's successful. What do you do?
He went to the playoffs.
Then, you know, they tried to hide him out and snuff him out. It looks like by, you know, taking him into New York and saying, where did he go? What happened to him? It's almost like he bought his contract out. And something that happened. People with money can just buy out stuff and just say, no, just sit there right there.
Right.
But now, and I encourage you to be a New England Patriots fan, and just for, and his number's five. He's the number five. And but listen up. They have what's called a Tim Tebow watch as they're educating.
It seems no matter where NFL player Tim Tebow goes, his faith goes before him. Well, Tebow is training this summer with his new team, the New England Patriots, but his likely position as backup quarterback is not getting as much attention as his belief in Jesus Christ. According to the Christian Post, the Boston media has been all over Tebow Watch 2013, including giving Bostonians a refresher course on what all the fuss is about. The Boston Globe reports his religion and upbringing is a big part of who he is, and that more than his football success in college is why he has become a cultural phenomenon.
This is so cool. And notice he's known, even though he's an excellent football player, even though he has all the
accolades and
of that and talents, but they just can't get over. They're trying to explain, this is a man of God. This is a Christian. This is somebody that gave his life to God. He's authentic. He just tells it like it is. He's not saying he's perfect. But the fact is, and I want to encourage you, even if you, it's amazing how people are so loyal to a team, and it's like, All those guys went to the other team when they bought him out. All you have left is the logo and the owner here. But okay, if you want to say you're still a Saints fan. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But so, I mean, follow him. You know, I went to Fatheads. Mm-hmm. Went to Fatheads trying to see if they had a Fathead of, and a Fathead is like a 6 foot.
Life size, like decal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they have. They haven't yet caught up with the New England Patriots, but they had one of him in as a Florida Gator. They had one of him in Denver Broncos, and they had, I think they had one in New York.
Oh, wow.
Well, I got a New York T-shirt. I'll be getting a New England T-shirt to support Tim Tebow, what he's doing.
You get a jersey, a T-shirt. That's kind of cheap. That's not loyal. Well, you know, loyal is
John's kind of cheap.
Well, I'll get it. I'll get a jersey. I'll get a jersey.
Bust out that wallet, man.
Or buy a T-shirt and send money to his orphanage that he's...
Yeah, I'd rather do that. Yeah,
in the Philippines right there. You can find out more about this on the VFN Torch. Also, you can find out about his ministry and the orphanage and the things that he's doing for God right there. We were talking about God's Generals, and we're just continuing on. If you missed the first hour, you got to catch up. Yesterday, we talked about the book God's Generals by Robert Schlurd and why they succeed and why some failed. And today, we're actually bringing in video.
Yeah.
Video and audio of their voices. It's just pretty cool to kind of hear their stories. And obviously, I am just kind of skimming the surface. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, it's making you hungry to want to go, I want to know more. Because, listen, you inside of you, the same God, the same Lord, the same Spirit of God was inside of them, is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means all things are possible. We just finished up listening at the end of the hour to John Alexander Dowie. For those that are listening, possibly in Zion City, he's the one that founded your city.
Yeah.
just so you know that. But also Jack Coe. Jack Coe was called the wild man, the radical man, or, we talked about him. But he's the one that, remember, one of God's generals that just pushed the barriers and say, that segregation's wrong and everybody's coming together. And he just pushed all their, crumbled all their cookies and said, this is how it's going to be. And God just moved. He would sit there in a chair and you could see these. Remember, we're going to see some probably right here. But this is hearing one of God's generals, Jack Coe, he's called one of God's generals in Robert Lyrdon's book, God's General. He's leading a crusade audience in a song right here. Listen up.
Well, it's written and read by the Jesus is.
This should really encourage you for those that don't sing well. You know what I'm saying? It's like
all you need is faith in God.
You don't need a tune.
No.
You don't need a lyric. Just faith and Dave. Okay.
Look at that, Mike.
I know. Is that amazing?
Huge.
You imagine that? I mean, can you imagine what he would have saw on iPad or something? iPhone would have thought right then. You listen to Jack Coe. He's singing right here. But I just want to get just kind of hear the context of, get a deeper dimension of those we're talking about.
Well, it's written and it's free, and it's for you. It's the test, it's the drive.
So many people go, I don't have the right kind of clothes, and I don't sing well.
Yeah.
And I'm a little overweight, and, I don't think people are going to listen to me. Listen, they don't want you anyway. They want God. Bring them God.
Good.
Bring them God. As a matter of fact, I believe that Jack Coe was probably almost 300 pounds, 260 something.
He was a big man.
Yeah, he's a big man, but they talk about that in God's Generals right there. As long as we have these bodies, some people are real slim, but on the inside they're 200 and something pounds. We all have issues, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
But just get over the look thing and just realize if you got God, that's what people want. And as a matter of fact, if on the outside they repel you, that'll make them more in love with God. But you can confuse them if you look as good as John. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks, oh, John, oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. I know. Just look away. Look away.
It's pearly white.
Yeah, no. He's looking in the mirror right now. He's fixing his hair, parting his hair.
Yeah.
he always laughed when I was talking about you. And now he's like,
oh, I know. He clams up now.
Wordless.
Hilarious.
We're listening to Jack Coe. Put the mirror down. We got to focus here. Listen. This is Jack Coe. He's singing one of God's generals that he writes about in God's Generals. Robert Schlurd, listen up. You're listening to Jack Coe.
And I'm fully satisfied. Well, it's written and it's written that my Jesus sees. Well, it's written and it's written that my Jesus sees. Well, it's written out of three.
It was so funny. It was so funny. And, you know, that, you know, God was pouring himself out in such a powerful way at Brownsville Assembly of God, the Brownsville Revival. And, you know, I was in ministry there with Brother Kilpatrick. Rose Compton was the secretary that was there. Beautiful. She's a beautiful woman of God. And we had all these tapes and different things like that. And everybody wanted, once God began to move, everybody wanted everything that was ever said, everything was ever taught or whatever. And so we recorded on cassette tapes, you know, what was taught and what was listened to, you know. And I was going to go on a business trip, and I was leaving. Revival's going on. We've sold, I don't know, probably thousands of these audio cassettes, and it's like five cassettes together and rubber bands and different things like that. And so I thought, I'm going to grab some of those. I'm going to listen to them on the way to whatever. And I slid one of those things in, and it was horrific. I mean, I'm like, oh, my goodness. The people who are duplicating our tapes got somebody's stuff that obviously was not of God.
Right.
It was
right,
not of God.
Right.
And stuck it on there, and we just sold 10,000 copies to the world as they're coming in. So I call Rose Compton. I was like, Rose, pull those tapes. My goodness, this is terrible. I cannot believe this. And she's like, I'll grab them. She grabbed them all off the table and stuff like that. And then, so I listened, you know, as I'm going down the road and stuff, and I listened. And I realized that was us singing. That was actually us singing.
Wow.
It was horrific. We were so glad. Mm. I did not appreciate Linda Cooley that much until that moment.
Oh,
like,
my.
Linda, that was a God thing for you to come. It was amazing how things changed. I had to call back and go, that was us. That was us. You listen to Jatco, God's Generals, sing about like we were singing then. Listen up.
I live for you.
I think this is so important because people try to lift men up and they don't understand. These are people who just believe God.
Yeah.
They just believe God from Canada to the Keys, under trees and street corners, even to parades. It didn't matter where I was. And here he is. He's obviously about to have a crusade. And just like Oral Roberts, he would sit in a chair. People would come by and he would lay hands on them. But when you're 200 something pounds, the reason why... 300, almost 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The reason why you sit in a chair is because it's going to be really tough to stand
up.
Some people try to imitate and say, you know, you're only 120 pounds. You probably can stand up the whole crusade.
Yeah.
You don't have to imitate that. But here's he tells of a conversion, of his conversion to Christ. This is Jatco, one of God's generals that we spoke about yesterday in a video today. Listen up.
I'll never forget when I first got saved. I didn't know what the word glory and hallelujah was. I belonged to a church that didn't believe in saying hallelujah unless you sung it out of a hymn book. But I got saved one night in an old Nazarene church.
Now you got to see this video. If you have not seen this video, you can see it at the VFN Torch. It's beautiful. I just love it.
Mm.
It's like the only thing that's holding you back is fear.
That's right.
Fear of loss. Fear of rejection, instead of saying, you know, I'm going to do this for God's eyes only.
Mm-hmm.
For God's eyes only. And obviously, Jack did it for God's eyes only. He just told it like it was. I mean, he's sitting here, you know, with his handkerchief, you know, and just saying, let me just tell you how it is. And there's power in your testimony. There's power in your testimony. And he gave it, and obviously, Amy gave it millions of times as well. But you listen to Jack Coe, one of God's generals, and you can see this video of him on the VFN Torch.
God spoke peace to my heart. I jumped up out of that altar. I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah. All I knew was hot dog.
I didn't know how to say glory, hallelujah, so I said hot dog. You niggas love that. Isn't that beautiful?
That's wonderful.
It is.
Jumped up and I ran all over that church hollering, hot dog, you've got it. Said you have to act like that to get it. No, but if you get it up to the right thing, you'll act some way. I went home. I walked in. I woke my mom up. I said, oh, Mom, I got saved. Mother sat up in bed and said to my dad, he's drunk again. I said, no, Mama, I'm not drunk. I got saved.
She said to my dad, you better put him to bed, he's drunk. He got me in the living room, tried to take my clothes off, and I was waving my hands, hollering, hot dog, I got saved.
Hot dog.
And you're listening to Jack Cook give his testimony how he got saved, and they're going, you know, your daddy's been changed, and somebody's going, he's been drinking.
Yeah. You know, he was born in 1918. He died in 1956 at the age of 38.
Oh, wow.
And you think about things about 12 years of ministry, and you just think about all the excuses people make. It's like, man, this guy just went out there and did it.
Yeah, he didn't know how much time he had.
No, he didn't know how much time. He just went out and shared the gospel. He was out there and shared the gospel.
Yeah, he was ministering, and people were bringing people to be prayed for, and they weren't getting healed. And he was, and I'm talking to you from Robert Lennon's book, mm-hmm. and this is what he says in his book. In the spring, Cove, which is when you're hearing where, began to ask God why people weren't being healed. Though he had seen thousands healed, he had also seen thousands walk away without healing. After a season of prayer, God revealed to Cove that many didn't understand how to receive healing, and they needed instruction in his word, in God's word, concerning his will and his power. This was a tremendous revelation in that day. Up until then, most of the Voice of Healing evangelists, which is a magazine that he talks about in the mm-hmm. context of that talked about him, depended upon the anointing of the healing gift. And that's what you were seeing a couple times, the healing gift. And many knew little about what the Word of God said in regards to the subject. And you can find out more about that in God's General. So he was beginning to say, you know, you got to partner with God here. And there is a gift of healing. But then there's the faith to be healed. Mm-hmm. There's faith. And that's what we're talking about, faith, which means if you have the faith for it, you can stop Jesus when he says, I'm only here presently for the children, the Jews. I will stop and I will heal you mm-hmm. if you understand who I am. Remember?
That's
if
right.
you understand mm-hmm. who I am. You're listening to Jack Cole.
She said, son, you're not still drunk this morning, are you? I said, no, Mama, I'm not drunk. I got saved. She said, Dr. Conklin's going to get tired of baptizing you. I said, I didn't get baptized. I got up there saved business. She said, what do you mean that saved business? I said, I don't know. I said, them people down there, they call holy rollers, done something to you. I said, Mama, I got something you ain't got. You said nothing. Now you better shut your mouth. But brother, you can't shut up anybody that's got it. If you shut this thing up, the thing would explode and get all the red.
That's the Jack Cole version. Is it's shut up in my bones. My bones are on fire. You know, this thing's gonna blow up. As a matter of fact, right here, this is Jack Cole praying for a cross-eyed girl, and you're gonna be able to see this video on the VFN Torch, but I just want you to kind of experience and listen. This is Jacko praying for a girl that was cross-eyed. Cross-eyed, of course, her eyes, I mean, they're pointing towards her nose. They're coming together and not seeing straight.
Take your glasses off. How long have you had these old cross eyes?
Since birth.
Since birth. Yes. Well, get ready for it. They're going to straighten out. You believe it?
Yes, I believe it.
The Lord, in the name of Jesus, yes. God, these eyes.
You know, see, the revelation, he's saying, now you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to straighten out. Do you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Which was what that was the revelation that was revealed through his ministry. That was a big, back then, it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like God has to stir the water for anybody to get healed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody found out, my goodness, my faith will stir my own water.
Mm.
My faith can stir my own water. So he looks at her, he's laying hands on her while he's sitting in his chair and she's standing there, cross-eyed girl from the time of birth. Listen up.
Eyes have been crossed since this girl was born. God, I believe your word right now. God, straighten these eyes completely straight in the name of Jesus. Hand me a mirror, will you? Lord, for thy glory right now.
And you're going to be able to see this video. You're looking at the camera. It's right in her face. He's about to remove his hands from her eyes. This is pretty cool because you'll be able to see mm-hmm. what's taking place there.
Now look at him. What do you make of that?
She's crying.
Now turn around and show them. Raise your hands and praise God.
Oh, and that's so awesome. Wow, we got so much more when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How often have you stopped to consider the power of your words? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Well, we've all heard that schoolyard chant that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that's really not true. Words do hurt. Here's Priscilla Shire.
The Bible says that life and death are in the power of your tongue and the power of my tongue. Are you speaking life over your family or death? Are you speaking life over those things that God has placed in your sphere of influence, or are you speaking death? What is coming out of your mouth? James chapter 3 says that the tongue is one of the smallest instruments of your body that can set aflame the entire course of your life. Is your life on fire? It might have to do with the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Words are powerful. They can bring hurt or healing. And that's a good reminder to speak well for the good of others and yourself. You can hear Priscilla's entire inspirational message today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I want to continue talking about the kingdom of God. He says when you're born again, the very first thing you do is seek first the kingdom of God. You know, and that's the king's dominion in your life, taking over parts of your life. And then when he tells you us to go out, he tells us all to go out. It's not, you don't pray if you should go. You need to pray if you should stay. And by the way, I can tell you what he's probably going to say right now.
Yeah.
Because he had, think about it. He allowed the church, the original church, the original intent of God in Jerusalem, because we have a tendency. We all have a tendency as human beings. We just kind of gravitate towards comfort and convenience and predictability and what makes our flesh feel good. And the church is kind of hung around in Jerusalem. You know, they hung around Jerusalem. And it's like, well, the goal, the original intent of Jesus is to go out into all the world. You know, Jerusalem, Judea. Hello, is anybody talking about Judea, right? I don't like Judea out there. I like Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts. And so in that, you know, they just kept staying. And so God allowed persecution to come to the church. And how you know he allowed it is because they ran the church off. But for some reason, they didn't run the apostles off. So the apostles still stayed in Jerusalem. If they were going to, if you're going to try to stop a nation, if you're going to try to stop something, you're going to go for the leadership. But the apostles stayed in Jerusalem. And remember when Paul went back, he went back to the Christian Jews in Jerusalem and asked for wisdom about how what's happening out in the outskirts and what was going on in the Samaria and the uttermost parts. And that, I mean, they had to be persecuted, Pat. They had to be persecuted to go out. I mean, that's how much God's into going out and spreading his kingdom. He says that when you go, when I send you out, I want you to preach the kingdom of God and preach that the kingdom is near you. And when they receive Jesus as their king, as their Lord, as their Savior, and they say, which means I want him to be the Lord of my life, then at that point, the kingdom has expanded. It didn't expand when you built a wing on your building. It didn't expand when you actually got a new staff member. It didn't expand when, you know, you read more scripture that day. It expanded when you told somebody about the king, and they said, oh, my goodness, and they say, I know, and they receive him, and then the kingdom expanded from your heart to their heart, and now both of you guys are carrying the kingdom of God. We're like kingdom containers. That's the original intent. The original intent is for everybody to hear, everybody to be given an opportunity to receive the king and his kingdom and to begin to seek his kingdom. And then we're out of here because our king is coming back, King of kings and Lord of lords, and we're going to live with him forever. And if you're thinking it's about a building, if you're thinking it's about a stuff or the next song or your talent, you know, or your gift, listen, it's about you going to tell somebody about this King Jesus, that he loves them and he has a plan for their life and that he can forgive them and he can restore them and that there's hope and understanding that you need to seek his ways. And I'm going to encourage you, even though that you've been around, you know, the church for many years, you know, you've been around other believers, you may need to go back and find out the original intent. You need to get discipled.
Right. You need to get discipled. You need to begin to abide with God. And you can do that. You can go to iAbide and request a free plan. We have a simple plan for you. If you don't have one already, go to iAbide.org and request it. Immediately, it will come to you. And we have some basic foundational tools for you. First of all, you can just start hanging out with God and abiding. We have even a video how to do it, you know, real simple. But then there's also discipleship. There's some Foundations of Faith booklets that you can get that begins to build. Because you've been around for a long time, you think you're supposed to know something. But there's people that graduated from high school that couldn't even read. So just because they went to high school don't mean they have an education. Just because you've been hanging around the church doesn't mean you've been discipled. And we're finding out over the years that people have hung around for years but don't even know the basic Jesus as Lord. And so be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to go back and get the foundation again because I have not even thought about going out and advancing the kingdom of God. I never thought about rightly relating that I am the church and that I need to go be the church and that the word of God applies to me and not just to a building organization or that type of thing. So I want to encourage you, the kingdom of God, looking at the original intent of the church.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about more about God's generals today. We're just staying in there, just kind of, you want to hear. We actually have video and we have audio of the very ones we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you can hear these and watch these on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. We just talked about Jack Coe. And I want you to see one more, obviously here, but you can see it on the Torch. But I'm going to play this video of a lady. He's praying for this particular lady, one of God's generals. And, of course, it's an older video where the cancer just falls off of her when he's praying for her. Listen up.
Cancer. And nerves. Cancer's right there.
You gotta say he's sitting in a chair. She's standing in front of him. And he's looking right at the cancer on her face right there. And he just read a card what was going on and what she wanted prayer for. And so he's fixing to pray for her.
Listen. I don't often anoint with oil, but sometimes I feel like it. I think if there's anything that's of the devil, it's a cancer. I think if there's anything that takes people's lives and eats away at people, it's an old cancer. How many believe that? Say amen.
And what, you know, what the Word of God says about anointing with oil in James chapter 5, that not only their sins will be forgiven, but they'll also be healed. When you anoint, that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm going to anoint her with oil.
How many can see that cancer there on her face? How many believe God can take it off right now? Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, remove this old cancer, God, by the power of God, in the name of... There it is.
Came right off in
his hand. Right in his hand.
Came right off in his hand.
Mother, mother, look down at the cancer.
Wow.
He's leaning back and showing the cancer to the people that are on the stage with him. It's just powerful. That's Jack Coe. You find out more about him in God's Generals, Robert Lurden's book. Also, all this you can find out in the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Now, Smith Wigglesworth, we want to be able to talk about him as well. Remember, he was the plumber that said, as long as my shoes and my don't wear out and my knees and my pants don't wear out, I'm with you, God. But remember, he started also, he had a speech impediment. And the speech impediment, it kept him from being confident to be able to go up and just speak. So his wife would minister, preach at the pastor, and he would actually work the altars. And but here he's talking here about Lester Sommerall talking about Smith Wigglesworth. Remember, Lester was the one that showed up at his house with the newspaper, and he said, "You're not coming in here with that paper, man. If we could just get that, if we could just get that." And that's why VFN Radio is here. We want to be able to give you a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective. And not this worldly thing that would actually limit your faith, but something that would increase your faith and empower you and enlighten you. And here he is, Lester Sommerall is talking about hearing Smith Wigglesworth. Listen up.
My relationship began with him when I was 20 years old, and not with my meeting him, but hearing of him. I was in San Francisco preaching, and... to start my trip around the world. They said, "Have you met Smith Wigglesworth from England?" I said, "No, not yet." They said he was here. And they told me a number of the things that happened, but I will only tell you one. That right there in the same church where I was preaching, the Great Glad Tidings Tabernacle, that at that time seated more than 3,000 people, says he was here speaking, and on a Sunday afternoon, he had a healing service. And that they brought the people from hospitals and wheelchairs and all kinds of situations for Smith Wigglesworth to pray for them. And from one of the local hospitals, the doctor brought a very severe cancer case. They didn't want to bring him because he was so near death. The doctor accompanied him and sat by his little portable hospital bed on the platform. And here came Smith Wigglesworth, who was just a little bit gruff, down the line praying for the people. And the way he would ask you what was wrong with you, he'd say, "Hoots-oop." Now, in his part of England, that was a similar way to their speaking. "Hoots-oop" means what ailed you, or what is wrong with you. And so he got to this patient that was laying out on a...
"Hoots-oop."
I thought you were saying, "What's up?"
Yeah, what's right. up? What's going on with you? Now, this is Lesher Sumrall talking about one of God's generals, Smith Wigglesworth, and what he's viewing and experiencing. We're going to have Lesher in a moment talk about his first meeting with Smith Wigglesworth. But listen, this is him sharing about his experience.
Bed there and had on one of the little hospital gowns, you know, that has no buttons and buttons up in the back. There was a doctor sitting there with his stethoscopes in his ears and listening to the man's heartbeat and letting everybody know that the man was very near death. And so when Smith Wigglesworth said, "What's up?" the doctor replied and said, "He is dying of cancer." Wigglesworth said, "Where is it?" And the doctor said, "In his stomach." And Smith Wigglesworth, possibly the most unusual person that I've ever met in my life, he wound up his hand and hit him where the cancer was, in the stomach. Punched him so hard until the man died. Just his hands fell.
Now, the man shows up with cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
The man shows up with cancer. He's going, "Hoo-to," instead of "What's up with you?" The guy says, "I'm hurting here," and Smith Wigglesworth punches him where he's hurting. Oh, dear Lord. We just pray right now for America to open for the third great awakening, because the Lord has shown me this. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord has shown me. And I saw this firsthand just this last weekend, but a particular lady was... someone got a word of knowledge that I was supposed to pray for this particular lady. They bring her to me. She has in the lower part of her spine, the very lower part, the pelvic back area of her spine, which is that last part of your vertebrae, which is kind of locked in there. It's not like the upper part of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Has like scoliosis in that part of it. And they're trying to diagnose it. But she wanted me to be able to pray for her. So I laid hands on her head, but also laid hands on her lower back, and Donna was there with me, and we're at an altar praying. And as I began to ask God to heal and to speak healing over, I could feel her spine moving back and forth, that lower spine that doesn't move at all. I mean, this is the lower part between each of the pelvic bones in your lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moving almost an inch in each direction, just back and forth and back and forth, you know, and God was just restructuring her back, just lining her back up. And then the power of God hits her, and we she was going to fall to the ground, so we just laid her down easily on the ground. And she could never have ever done that. And the next day, she runs. She can't wait to find us, and she finds us, and she's just beginning to tell us, you know, that, you know, God's doing a work of healing in her body, and that she could have never laid on the floor. She would have been in severe pain forever being on the floor, and she was on the floor for the longest time.
Mm.
The power of God. And it's just really cool. And so... And the truth, the thing about it is that we got to get ready for whatever God says do. Because one of the things the Lord's showing me is, I mean, you may have this situation in your life, and it may be just, imagine having a hump back. And if God tells that man or woman praying for you to push that hump out of your back, into your back, just press in it, you know, just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's according to your faith, because it's going to go. It's just how things work. And if you have a... you know, a leg that's broken or a leg that's deformed or whatever. And don't be all fearful that you know, somebody's saying, you know, hand me your leg. Believe God, and God will snap your leg back in place. And here you're having Smith Wigglesworth, you know, punts this guy. And the other one is, this is not as strange as you really think it is, because sometimes people are so locked into their illness that you can't even talk to them. They have more faith in the devil's ability to kill them than to God to give them life. It's like, if you talk to me one more time about that stronghold, it's like, let's believe God for this. So this is what we're talking. This is Lester Sumrall talking about Smith Wigglesworth, first time he's seeing him. And all of a sudden, this guy says, I got cancer right here. He punches him where he has cancer. The guy dies.
Mm.
And listen up.
Off the bed, and the doctor screamed, he's dead. He's dead. And they looked up and said, you killed him. You killed him. The family will sue you. You killed him. Smith Wigglesworth wasn't upset one bit. He said, he's healed. And that's the way he would say, you are healed.
So he looks at this dead man. Attorneys are lining up to sue him.
Mm. All right.
This man's faith is so strong, he says, he's healed. Mm. I love that.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
He says, he's healed. He didn't pronounce H's. He said, he's healed. And he didn't stop, you know. He just went on down the line praying. About 10 minutes later down the line, here came the man walking. He'd gotten up off that bed. He had moved the doctor to one side. And
the dead man got off and moved the doctor. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love it. Life came back into him.
He was walking in that funny little hospital dress, you know?
It's like merciless hospital gowns, right?
Mm.
It comes along here like this and is open in the back. And here he was following Smith Wigglesworth with his hands in his up in the air, praising God. He said, I have no pain. I feel wonderful inside. I have energy that I had not had for I don't know how long. And he was following him. And Smith Wigglesworth is so unusual. He didn't turn around and say, well, thank God. Oh, praise God. Everybody look at it. To him, it was such a usual thing. He said, well, just thank God for it. And he just went on praying for people.
It's so powerful. You're talking about a plumber.
Yeah. Hmm.
Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber. And you may be thinking, you know, I'm just a carpenter. I'm just, and whatever you put in front of that in regards to your occupation. Listen, it's not about that. It's about, you know, what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe everything that God says in his word, that is who we're supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're seeing in our presence, we're seeing the fullness of everything that God says he is happening, just like the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, just the fullness of all, the opposite of what the natural laws are saying. We're seeing God do the opposite of that, and
That's
in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Healings,
he's showing himself
blessings,
healings and blessings and jobs and speaking his voice where, you know, you're hearing, you know, William Brandon out of the middle of nowhere have an encounter with God as a young age, but we're hearing young people.
That's right.
Now that many are hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the thing is that will you take as serious the voice of God that William did?
Yeah.
Because he's the same God.
That's right.
Will you step out in bold faith so that, as John G. Lake said, God will meet you there every time?
Mm.
Or are you going to think, well, that's pretty cool. I just heard, you know, God.
Yeah.
And because he believed God and he stepped out, and look what happened.
Mm.
Just powerful, isn't it? It's
yeah,
just
dude.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Now, this is, we're going to have some videos available for you, too. Some of the video is going to be available where you can see Smith Wigglesworth and not just hear Lester Sumrall, which is, Lester was one of his spiritual sons. But of Smith Wigglesworth in a park, you can see him at a gas station. Just kind of get a visual, you know.
So good to see that, because a lot of times people, they hear the voice and they hear the story. And then, I mean, we've been hearing about Smith Wigglesworth for a while, but when you get a chance to kind of hear from another perspective, and Lester Sumrall was an awesome man of God, and just to hear his testimony of encountering that.
I think this is really important, because this is going to say a lot about, you know, this information is going to double, and it's going to be, you know, it's what the Word of God talks about. The intensity of knowledge is going to increase. And that's actually a negative thing for those that are walking in faith. Too much information, even good information, because it can bog you down and not hear clearly the voice of God. And so this is the first time that Lester Sumrall meets Smith Wigglesworth at his house. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Listen how Lester describes how Smith Wigglesworth lives his life. This man of faith that just punched this dude. And there's a lot of other stories like that,
Yeah.
And you can read about it in God's Generals and books on Smith Wigglesworth. But punches him in the stomach where he said he was hurting, where he had cancer, and guy falls dead, comes back to life and says, praising God, and just keeps moving on. This is the first time Lester meets Smith.
And so I went to see him. I found his house, and I hit the doorbell, you know, the door locker, knocker. They didn't have an electric doorbell. It's one of those ancient things that you take a piece of metal and hit it against a piece of metal, you know, a knocker. And so I knocked on that thing and then stood up and waited for him. Now, if you had seen me then, you would have laughed. Because by this time, with the British people, I looked like them. And I talked like them somewhat. And I had on a bowler hat. If you don't know what a bowler hat is, it's a Charlie Chaplin hat. And I had on a black jacket and striped trousers. And a blue, dark blue top coat that came just above my knees. And I had an umbrella on one arm. And I had a newspaper under the other arm and my briefcase in my hand, my Bible case. So there I stood, you know, and Smith Wigglesworth opened the door and glared at me. He didn't say good morning. He didn't say how do you do. He said, "Who's under your arm?" That means what is under your arm. This side was umbrella on my arm and the other side was the morning newspaper under my arm. I said, "The morning newspaper, sir." He said, "Throw it away. Throw it away. You can't come in here. You can't come in here." and I said, "Yes, sir." So I took it and stuck it in the bushes.
Think about that. We carry everything with us all the time digitally now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a day that negativeness was actually contained on a piece of paper.
Mm. Right.
And now you can carry bad news everywhere you go. We're going to hear more about his first meeting, Lester Sumrall's first meeting with Smith Wigglesworth when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You know, I tell you what.
What?
I got to tell you this.
What?
I got to tell you this. I am just totally, you know, I'm not a gardener.
Mm.
I'm not a carpenter.
No.
I'm not a painter.
No.
Well, that's too busy. We'll go to that list. What am I? I used to be something. No, anyway, so
we'll get back with you. We'll get back with you on that.
Yeah, right. So I planted some trees. Had some trees planted.
You planted trees?
You did? Well, I had some trees planted.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, I did plant a tree in the past. Couple trees.
Well, I remember that tree.
And they're nowhere around today.
Right.
And it took a lot of energy and effort. And it's like, you know, I don't plant trees. So I actually had, okay, I had someone come.
Stick with what you can do.
And plant
good.
Some
good.
Trees. Well, I told them, here's one. I need one here. And I need one here. And I need one here. And I needed one more, but I didn't get it. And so we have these trees that are beginning to grow. And they say, you know, wait 30 days before, you know, water them.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, I shouldn't even put water on them because water has come from the sky ever since they've been in the ground.
No doubt.
Thank God they're river birches. They can handle the water.
They can handle the water.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, so I'm looking at my trees. I had a moment to kind of look at them. And I'm thinking, one of my branches
One of my branches broke on the brand new tree.
Oh.
I'm like, is there a warranty on this thing?
You better get some duct tape.
Is there a warranty on this thing? And so I'm thinking, that is something. So I am focused, man. I am focused because I'm not a gardener either.
All right.
I had to go dig through a toolbox, and I found a pair of wire cutters. This looks like supposed to prune or something like that.
Tree. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it was looking at me coming, I'm sure. And so I'm going out there, you know, just taking a quick moment to go remove this broken limb from this tree.
Poor tree.
I know. I'm just thinking, this is just
like getting amputated with a butter knife.
I know. And it was obviously... It obviously was pretty thick, and it's then, you know, of course, I'm pretty sure it was Max, my German Shepherd, that jumped up on this tree, and because he likes to jump up close to it and probably pulled it down or something. He's a protector.
He's pretty big dog, though.
Yeah, he is.
He can jump.
He is, but I took the saddle off of him now, so he's kind of like
a little lighter.
And so you know, I'm going out there and I'm focused on this broken limb, and I'm reaching in there and I'm cutting that thing off. And then I start going, I'm thinking, not only am I upset with a broken limb, but I stepped in a Palamax. Man,
oh,
I was standing in fertilizer, fresh fertilizer, man.
Nasty.
I'm like, no, broken limbs, pile of poo, help me get me out of who. Anyway.
That's not a pile. That's a mountain of poo.
I could tell that I was in it when I felt it on my knee. It's like, it is. The tree. What are y'all thinking about? Jiminy crickets.
Oh,
I'm telling you, so then because I was no longer focused on the limb. I was not focused on the limb. I was rubbing my foot across the backyard, and what do you know?
Scrape.
I found some more. Needless to say, I'm going
to
leave.
Head to toe.
I don't trim trees either now. Ooh, I don't trim trees. And obviously, I don't do enough poo runs to be able to take care of that.
Pray for the lawn.
Let me tell you, a great occupation. This is a great occupation. If you're thinking about a good job, they may do it for a while, but if you show up and say, you know, for this amount of money a month, I will come and remove the poo from your yard. I think about it. It's like a bit. Wouldn't that be a big job?
Huge.
Especially with my dog.
That's in your yard.
Yeah, my dog. My dog. You know, your dog, it's like 15, 16 times right before it matches Max.
Well, my dog, he's a big joker.
Yeah, it's just like, goodness, Max Rushmore. Well, anyway, getting back to more, I was talking about trees, and so my trees are growing. I trim the limbs down, and they are definitely, you know, I thought I needed to fertilize them, but it looks like Max is doing a really good job.
I see. Water and mountains. Mm.
Water and mountains, water and all that kind of wonderful stuff.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And joining, of course, is Pat and John. We're talking about Smith Wigglesworth, and obviously we're not going to have any audio or of him, but you got video of him. You're going to be able to see him. We're talking about God's generals. You can see these videos on the VFN Torch. It's going to be made available to you. And also, we have silent videos of Mariah Woodworth Eder, you know, and she was the one. And this, well, we're going to have that. We just want to finish up listening. Remember, Lester's going over to Smith Wigglesworth's house, and he's starting to walk in with the newspaper and his little umbrella and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Whatto?" Something like that. I mean, he's like, "What's that?" And he chunks the newspaper. And it's very important. You just can't keep watching. Edit. Dark stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's just always dumbfounded me.
Mm-hmm.
It's how many Christians watch the opposite of what they profess and wonder why their life does not reflect the Word of God. It's like, you just watch that all that stuff all for the last 30 days straight, and you're wondering why. And it's like, whatever our eye takes in, that's what our whole body. I mean, you're granted that's things are going to happen, but if you're intentionally indulging in just constant antithesis of what God's word says, when God says up, 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 but you watch down, 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 and listen to down, down, down. And that's why we have VFN Radio. We want to bring you up, 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 and keep you up and stay on fire for God. And so here he is. And so this man, this powerful man of faith, one of God's generals, probably reportedly, and this is how
Robert Lyrdon talks about him in his book, God's Generals, is probably one of the ones that we have know in history in our time frame that ever walked in such great faith.
Mm.
You know, and then you look how he's talking about it. So here he is coming to this man's house. So now you're finding out how he lives his life. And that's how you really understand. He's like, okay, now we understand where all this comes from. Because mm-hmm. he says, you know, you're not coming in here with that newspaper. And so he puts it in the bushes. And so here's Lester about to walk in his house. He's being welcomed in by Smith Wigglesworth.
I stood back up to see if there's something else, you know. And he looked me over. He said, come in. So I came in. He took my coat. We went into his living room, which was the first room over to the right. And I had he had a coal fire on, and it was very cozy. And rather than asking me where I came from, where I was going, he said, I was just reading. And he read a half an hour from the Bible. And then he said, let's pray. He knelt down and prayed for another half hour. But he lay hands on me and he prayed and said, God bless him. God bless him. I was really glad when he got through, you know. And he said, I want to read you some more. So he read the Bible for another.
So he's coming over here. Right. And this is what so many people want to do. They want to find out, is there something different?
Right.
And said, no, it's the same God. It's the Word of God. Oh, yeah. He's going to pull his Bible out. He's going to pull his Bible, and he's going to read for 30 minutes from the Word of God. Mm. It's like, oh, my goodness. Now he's going to pray for 30 minutes.
Mm.
Oh, he's going to go back and read. I mean, that's the message. If anything yeah. we can tell you, that's why we always talk about iabide.org. We want to empower you. As believers, we don't have positions of power. We have positions of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
We want to empower the body of Christ. We want those that don't know God to be saved and to be empowered to do everything God's called them to do. And look at this. Smith's, he's saying, listen, I'm going to empower you. I want you blessed. Look at my life. This is what you have to do. Imitate me, just like Paul said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen up.
Half hour. And then he said, let's pray again. And so we got down and we prayed again. And I said, Lord, what did I get into here? What did I get into, you know? And so about that time, his beautiful daughter, Alice, that we were telling you about, she had prepared a beautiful a luncheon, and so she called us to lunch, Yorkshire pudding. And
by the way, when you go to the VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see these pictures of Smith and his daughter, and it's going to help you out as he's talking.
And roast beef and that beautiful gravy that they put on it there, it was something. And peas that you pick up on the back of your fork rather than the front. And so we had a delicious lunch, and when he got through, he just put his napkin on the table and said, come back again. And walked away.
I love that. If anybody I can compare anybody to, I mean, anyway, I'm not going to compare anybody. <It's> like, this is so, you know, it's just like, okay, next, the end.
We're
finished. That was great. Let's move on. I want to spend more time. It's like, my goodness, how much more do you need?
Right.
Go and do likewise, right?
Right, right.
Go and do likewise. This is Lester Summerall's talking about his first meeting in the house of Smith Wigglesworth.
His daughter explained that he had gone to get some rest, and so I thought that was a signal to leave, and so I asked for my coat, and I left. Before I walked a block, I said, you know, I got something there. I'm different. I got something. I received a blessing. I received an anointing. Something good happened to me in that place. I said, I'll come back again.
That's just powerful.
Wow.
So many people. And the thing, this is the thing. If God speaks to you, why ask, even though he will continue to speak with you, why should he tell you something else if you didn't believe him and act on the first thing he told you?
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you've been blessed, receive the blessing. Mm. Like Jack Cole said, I had to teach them. They didn't understand that by their faith, they can be healed. They can be made whole. You know, Amy Semple McPherson is like, join me. Let's everybody. We want everybody to get saved. We want everybody to enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Catherine Kuhlman, he loves you. You know, the compassion in the context of, no, he's not rejecting you. And it's not. You know, God's not blaming you because you didn't get healed. It was all these things that we've learned through our lives, so we can imitate those that have gone before us. If you have not yet and you didn't catch this full segments of God's Generals, you know, you could be one. You need to take this away, hide it in your heart. And there's so much more. There's videos available for you on the VFN tour. There's audios available for you. And just get the book. Get the book. And also there's a DVD set called God's Generals you can get, which is pretty cool because you get to visually see it. And don't do what so many people do and look at things like a museum where it's like, oh, that was them. That was so, instead of saying, no, see yourself, realize that Elijah was a man just like any other man, but he believed God. He believed God. I mean, even Jesus was all man and all God. That's the whole thing, is that if we believe God, this same Jesus said this. He said, listen, if you believe, greater things that you will do than him. So, I mean, look at everything Jesus did. And he said, not only can we do that in faith, but we can do more than that. We can do more than that. And so we're hoping that we're stirring your faith. We're hoping, you know, that you begin to really think about it. And I just want to, you know, as we come to, we're going to kind of move beyond this in our next program tomorrow. And we're looking forward to Akia Lee being a part of hearing her heart about Israel and Kufi on college campuses. We're pumped about that. Is Robert Evans, the Welsh revivalist. Young man in his 20s, God begins to move. It apparently, and this is quite what happens to all of us, is we pray for rain, it begins to rain, and then we're in shock, you know? And why should you, or Smith Wigglesworth, as you heard, when everybody else has started going, hey, the guy's healed, the guy's healed, the guy that's dead's healed. He didn't even look back because he's already believing for rain, that's so right. He's not going to be shocked by rain. Well, Evan Roberts, you know, that started being
used. Doing real good.
He did not get his rest, physical rest, and a move of God was stopped because he got overtired, got worn out, and somebody came in there and said, listen, I got a place for you, a real nice mansion, and I got a little room, you can edit my magazine, and all of a sudden you didn't hear from him again. We learned so much. You can learn from this and from God's generals about mistakes they made, things that they've done, and we can go be imitators of those that have gone before us. You're listening to VFN Radio, VFNTV.com. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.